नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीपाद नित्यान प्रभु की। सो टुडे वी विल बी टॉकिंग अबाउट लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु। फर्स्ट आई विल स्पीक इन टू पार्ट, वन इज फिलोसफिकल पार्ट, अनदर इज लीला। सो इन फिलोसफिकल पार्ट और तत्व सिद्धांत विल टॉक अबाउट हु इज लॉर्ड नित्यानंद, एंड इन पास्ट टाइम विल टॉक अबाउट लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभु मीटिंग विथ लॉर्ड चैतन्य। ऑल्दो आई हैव प्रिपेयर्ड इन हिंदी बट आई हैव टू स्पीक इन इंग्लिश। नो All my seniors are here. Maharaj ji, you are here. But you are in India. Hindi is a national language. You have to follow the law of the land. Sankarsana. Karotaya Sai. गर्भोदसाई च पयोब्दिसाई शेष च यस्य अंश कलह स नित्यानंदाख्य रामा शरणम् ममास्तु। संकर्षणाकारोदसाई गर्भोदसाई च पयोदसाई शेषश्च स्यां सकला सनित्या एक शब्द होना चाहिए और नंदाख्य राम शरण ममास्तु। संकर्षणाकारुण लोगसाई गर्भोदसाई च चिरोदसाई शेषश्च यस्यां सकलाश्च च नित्या नंदाख्य राम शरणम् ममास्तु। संकर्षण महासंकर्षण इन द स्पिरिचुअल स्काई कारणोत्साई करणोत्साई विष्णु हु लाइज इन द कॉजल ओशन गर्भोदसाई गर्भोदसाई विष्णु हु लाइज इन गर्भोदक ओशन of the universe cha and payobdisai chirudaksai vishnu who lies in the ocean of milk Sesa. Sesa. Sesnag. The coach of Vishnu. Cha. And. Yasya. Huj. Amsa. Plenary portion. Kalaha. The part of the plenary portion. Saha. He. Nityanandakya. Known as Nityananda. Ramaha. Lord Balaram. Saranam. Shelter. Mama. My. Astu. Let there be. Translation and purport. May Sri Nityananda Ram be object of my constant remembrance, Sankarsan, Sesnag, and the Vishnu who lies on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Ocean of Milk, are his plenary portion and the portions of his plenary portions. Purport. Sri Srupa Damodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the seventh of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchurjini Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Niramaya Sete Adamo Supurusa Bhukte Gunanso Dasaso Dasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachamsime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Etadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Only difference is bodily complexion. Same way, there is no difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Both are same tattva. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, and Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Haila Sei Balaram Haila Nithai. Brajendra Nandana Syam Sundar is Sachi Sut Gaurang Mahaprabhu, and Balaram is Lord Nityananda. Just like Lord Chaitanya is Syam Sundar, Krishna himself. Once, Prabhupada asked some devotee, who is Lord Chaitanya? So devotee said, he is incarnation of Krishna. Prabhupada said, no, he is Krishna. Same way, Nityananda Prabhu is not incarnation of Balaram, but he is Balaram himself. Balaram Hoilonitai. He became Nityananda. So here, in this verse,
Basically, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's service has been described. Originally, we are servant. Master is only Krishna. Ekali Swara Krishna or Sabhavritta. Jeke jaise nachaise taiche karenit. Only Master is Krishna. And we all are servant, including Balaram, including Nityananda. So servant is known by the service he performs. Just by obtaining this servant, the title Das, we don't become Das, we don't become servant. We become servant by serving. Our servitorship is recognized by our service. Everyone is servant of Krishna. We all are servant of Krishna. Constitutionally, Jivare Sarup Hai, Krishna Nitya Das. We are constitutionally servant. That's our constitution. Even we want to become master, we cannot. We cannot be happy without serving. Prabhupada said, somebody serving God and somebody serving dog, but everyone is serving. No one can be happy without serving. Srila Prabhupada, he is recognized as a best servant because he served Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, his Guru Maharaj. We are recognized here, little bit recognition we get because of our service. So here this verse describes about the service of Balaram or Lord Nityananda. He serves in four ways. He serves Krishna in five ways. Here describe four ways. Four things. Here it first one is constitution as servant. And this one, four item here described that he recognizes by services he performs. Here, these five things have been described as Sankarsan, Karanadak Sai Vishnu, Garbhadak Sai Vishnu, Chiradak Sai Vishnu, and Sesa. Sesa is known as Ananta. Ananta means unlimited. So he serves the Lord in unlimited way. Just like this pillar we see, there is nothing but Ananta. You are holding the whole temple of the Lord, the Ananta. We see the Mridanga and Kartal, the Ananta. Therefore you should not throw the Mridanga on the floor, to Balaram. Kartal, all the instrument or anything which is in service of the Lord is expansion of not but Ananta or Balaram. Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha, Sat, Chit and Ananda, and a three potency, that is Sambit, Sangit and Ahladani. Sambit is Balaram. Sangit is Krishna. And Ahladani is Srimati Radharani. So all combined becomes Sachidananda. Sambit means collecting the ingredients. Is Sambit. And Sangit means giving a shape. And Haladini means taste. I always give this example of Rasgulla. You see Rasgulla, how many of you ate Rasgulla? Everyone, right? So in Rasgulla, to make Rasgulla, we require ingredients such as milk, sugar, ghee also. I know only how to eat rasgulla. I don't know how to make it anyway. Kadahi, fire, all ingredients required to make rasgulla. That's Balaram, who brings all the ingredients. Then someone who gives the shape of rasgulla, or one who makes the rasgulla, that's Krishna. And whether rasgulla is sweet or salty, who tastes that? That's Srimati Radharani. So Samvit Shakti is Balaram. Krishna does nothing. He is a lazy man. Is it? No. He doesn't do anything. Everything is done by Balaram. All the manifestation you see is Balaram. There are two manifestations. Manifestation of a spiritual world and material world. And both are manifested by Balaram. In a spiritual world, there are two parts. One is Goloka and other is Vaikuntha. In Goloka, there is, you know, three parts. Mathura, Dwarika, and Gokul, or Vrindavan. This is manifested by Krishna as Balaram. Ditya Sarup Balaram. Sankar, Mahasankarsana. And then comes the Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, the quadrum expansion. Mahasankarsana, Anuruddha, Pradumna, and Vasudev. Again comes from Sankarsan, original Sankarsan. So Vaikuntha are many. There are many Vaikuntha. Ram Vaikuntha, Narsingh Vaikuntha, Narayan Vaikuntha, Hari Vaikuntha, Govinda Vaikuntha, so many Vaikunthas are there. So this material world is also created by Sankarsan in the form of Vishnu. So these three Vishnu we see here. Karanavak Sai Vishnu, who lies in causal ocean, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, and Chirak Sai Vishnu. What are the difference between these three Vishnu? Okay. Okay, any other differences? This he described by their activities wise. That's how they do. Appearance wise? How you will discriminate in these three Vishnu in appearance wise? By seeing. The difference between you and him. He has saffron cloth, he has white cloth, right? Some difference there. So how do you see? Okay, I will hint. Two Vishnu they sleep. One Vishnu they stands. Right? Have you seen? Say yes or no. Have you taken prasadam? No. Time. Two Vishnu, they sleep. Karanavak Sai Vishnu, he sleeps. And Garbhodak Sai Vishnu also sleeps. Right? Say yes or no. Okay. Now, what is the difference between Karanavak Sai and Vishnu and Chirak Sai, and Garbhodak Sai Vishnu? Why is sleeping? These two Vishnu are sleeping. Both are sleeping in Sesaya. What is the difference? Okay. Lakshmi is there both places. She is massaging both places. But difference is what he said.
Now, Shrivak Sai Vishnu has two parts. One, he maintained of the whole universe, maintained Brahma Vishnu as. Another, he maintaining from within as Paramatma or Chitta Guru. So these are the difference. And these differences are also, as this Prabhu said, according to their activities. Karanadak Sai Vishnu has one activity, Garbhadak Sai Vishnu has other activity, and Shrivak Sai Vishnu has other activities. They are known as Purusha Avatar of Sankarsan. And then Ananta, unlimited way. Sometime he becomes bed. He holds the universe. Then he becomes also Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. So this description has been given here. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarsan. He assumed five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. He himself held in the pastime of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. He escaped the order of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Sesa, he served Krishna in a various way. In all the forms, he tasted the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the compassionate, the compassion of Lord Gaurachandra. Karuna Avatar, Mahaprabhu Jale Karuna Avatar, Nityananda Prabhu especially mentioned here. I explain the seventh verse in the four subsequent verses. By this verse, all the world can know the truth about Lord Nityananda. So anyway, this goes talking about the, you know, transcendental quality of Nityananda Prabhu and the glory of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu comes as a different way. In first time, when Lord came as Lord Ramchandra, he came as Lakshmana. Lakshmana was Ananta, Sesa. That time, he served the Lord in many different ways. On one point, when Ravana was killed, they came to Ayodhya. They stayed in Ayodhya for years together. One point, Mother Sita was vanquished by Lord Ramchandra, renounced her. And Lakshman was given this service to take her away from Ayodhya. So, since he was servant, although he didn't like, but since the order has come from master, so he served just like we. Sometime our superior gives some service, we don't like, but we serve out of fear, out of respect. We don't like it, but we do it. Same as Lakshman did not like, but out of respect, Lord Ram was the king of Ayodhya, so he is order from the king. He was the elder brother who is like father, and he was his life and soul. So in every respect, he wanted to follow him. But the point when he came to Lucknow, nowadays called Lucknow, earlier it used to be called Lakshmanpuri, but now the British have changed name, they made it Lucknow. So when he left Sita in Lakshmanpuri, in that place, and when he turned, he was finished. He had nothing left.
And that time he decided, from now on I will never come as younger brother. I will always come as elder brother. So he cannot order me to do this way. So from that time he came as elder brother. Next incarnation he came as Balaram, who was elder to Krishna. And here he came as Nityananda, who was again elder to Krishna. All this pastime can be understood as a pastime or a philosophy by associating with devotees. The devotees can reveal these things. People in general, they may read Chaitanya Charitamrita, they may read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, but they will not understand. Although in India so many people they read Bhagavad Gita, they think, oh, I know all Bhagavad Gita, I memorize everything, I know all Bhagavatam, I read Chaitanya Charitamrita many times. So this reading is same like a high school boy trying to read a degree book, I mean, you know, MBA or BSc or MSc book, you know. He may read, but he will understand nothing. Right? Of anybody who knows how to read alphabet, even middle school boy, he can read high school book, but he will not understand anything. Even we, when we pass from class 9 to class 10, we may read this book, but do not understand. We can only understand after we are taught by a teacher. Same way, simply by reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, or Chaitanya Charitamrita, one will not understand Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya. Rather, they will read whole Bhagavatam, whole Bhagavad Gita, still they will say, Lord has no form, he is impersonal. Bhagavata suni giya Bhagavata sthane. If you want to understand who is Krishna, you have to go to a bona fide source. Approach a spiritual master, approach a devotee who knows about. Therefore, the association of devotees is very, very important to understand Nityanand Tattva. Nityanand Prabhu is original guru. He is the original spiritual master. Nityanand Prabhu is very kind, very merciful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadanya. As Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prem Pradayate. But Nityanand Prabhu is Mahavadanya. Lord Chaitanya gave the mercy to anyone and everyone without any discrimination. But we have seen few places he was not giving his mercy. Such as Jagayan Madai. He wanted to give his mercy, but in different way, by cutting them, throat off. But Nityananda Prabhu came to rescue them and made them devotee. That's Mahabhadanya. Mahabhadanya. So Nityananda Prabhu is very, very merciful. You must pray to Lord Nityananda to give us the energy, devotion to understand Lord Chaitanya. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can understand Krishna. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Nitai Karuna Hove, Braji Radha Krishna Pave. When we obtain the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, then we'll get the mercy of Radha Krishna or will understand Radha Krishna. Otherwise there is no hope.
So there are many pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but one of the pastimes that I chose to speak is the pastime of Lord Nityananda meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip performing different kind of pastime, all of his associates had come, although they were born in different places, but they all came and met Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Haridas Thakur. Lord Nityananda was only one who had not met Lord Chaitanya so far. He was the last one among this Panch Tattva or other close associate to meet Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu was born in Ek Chakragram, a son of Harai Ojha. We had one devotee, Harai Pandit. Harai Ojha and Padmavati. He was the eldest son of his parent. And from childhood, he was very near and dear of his parents. His father wouldn't live even one moment without seeing Lord Nityananda. While eating, he ate with Nityananda. While sleeping, he slept with Nityananda. While going to take bath, he took Nityananda with him. Sometime, Nityananda Prabhu, a small child, although he is Balaram, but still he behaved like a small child. Sometime father and son, they are walking. If a small child sees something nice, he gets stuck there. He tried to get. Even in market, father and son walking, father going ahead, child will stop there. Something, some toy or something he is looking at. Father had to turn behind to see what happened to my child, where is my child? Right? And child will stay there. Father had to come, child will ask, I want this thing. Till he gets or pacified, he will not move from there. So many a time, same way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was going with father. His father used to look back all the time. Is he coming or not? Is he coming or not? If he didn't see Nityananda, he became restless. So Nityananda was prana or life of his father. They were having very happy life. Nityananda Prabhu grew. He became a boy. By that time, Lord Chaitanya has appeared. Vishwarupa has left home. Now it was time. He was feeling separation from the Lord. And he wanted to be with the Lord. But he has so much affection from his parents that it was next to impossible for him to leave home on his own. So, he arranged the things such a way that one Brahmin, he came. One Brahmin came, and that Brahmin was welcomed by Harai Pandit, Harai Ojha. He stayed there for a day or two, and he was very happy. Nityananda Prabhu was serving him very nicely.
The Supreme Lord is serving his devotee. You are serving very nicely. So, one day when this Brahmin or Sannyasi was about to go, then Arai Pandit asked him if I can do something for you. He said, yes, I have a desire to visit all the holy places, but I do not have anybody as my assistant. I need somebody. When I read this one, I remember that's true. One should never go alone anywhere. Whether going for preaching, life membership, book distribution, anything. We should have partner always. All the life membership preachers should have partner. Nobody should go alone. Maya is very strong. Or even going to holy places, one should not go alone. We should go in, you know, group of devotees, all devotees together. I remember first time coming to Mayapur from Delhi. It was in 78 or 79, I don't remember the year. But anyway, we had almost 10-15 devotees, brahmachari. We cooked very nice halwa. Since we cooked for ourselves, we put extra ghee and banana and other thing. It was very nice halwa. Halwa, puri and sabji. That was our 5-star prasadam for the train. And we had harinam. In the train, we had a good fun. People thought it was a nuisance. But we did harina. Many people, they came. And many were asking question and heated argument was going on also that time. We distributed books. It was just a fun. Go with devotees. Then here in Bombay, we had a bus called Prabhupada Palace Bus. Double-decker bus for college preaching. Somebody showed me the photo of one of, I think you were there, Sankirtan Das, Krishnamurari, myself, Narhari, skinny, everybody was so skinny. Somebody just showed, you know, sent the picture on the Facebook. So I was remembering that time. So nice, those days were so nice. Now we are becoming so lonely. And therefore we are unhappy. If you want to be happy, then be with devotees. If you go alone, traveling, you go anywhere alone, you will be lonely. And loneliness is the cause of all the suffering. People in the world, they are suffering because they are lonely. So sadhu sangha is required. So that sannyasi, he didn't want to go alone. I think I will tell the whole story in short. Otherwise, problem ho jayega. So my time is passing. So he asked Harai Pandit to give his eldest son, Nityananda, to accompany him. Just like we know the story of Sakshi Gopal, that how the Brahman was going and he accompanied by the small other Brahmin. So they were also two. Here also two. Harai Pandit, you know, is none but Dasarath himself, and Lord Nityananda is none but Lakshman himself. So he remembered those days when Vishwamitra came to ask for Ram and Lakshman. Same situation was there. Willingly, he never wanted to be separated from his son. And this Brahman said, I'll go for a month or two. I'll take care of your son, don't worry. I'll make sure that he gets good food, you know, good sleep. I'll not give hard time to him. I'll really take care of him. That's okay. But what about, you know, the feeling?
So he spoke to his wife, and Padmavati, IHS wife, said, "My dear Lord, whatever you decide." IHS wife, she just went along with the, although she also didn't wanted her son to go, but okay, she agreed. This way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who wanted to get out of the house, he wanted to give up the house. There are two kinds of giving up of the house. But this giving up, Vyavaharik Tyag and Paramarthik Tyag. Vyavaharik Tyag is for the pleasure. I am at home, I have hard time at home, I am not getting enough food, big quarrel going on, wife is shouting at me, fighting, parents, brother, so much debt, so much trouble at home. Boom! Go to Vrindavan, go to Haridwar. This is called Vyavaharik Tyag. A person has not left home because he developed some yasukata paratoveha jat nirveda atmavan hridikritva harim geha pravarjasa narottama. He has not developed detachment. Jat nirved. The nirved has not been developed because he heard from saintly person. Or because he realization that this material world is full of its miseries, just like Lord Buddha. When he saw a dead body, he asked, "What happened to this man?" So he dead. Oh, people they also die. The one word, people they die, and that made him boom, leave home. You are son of the king, you have no problem. So Vyavaharik Tyag means giving the house because of the some trouble. And we have seen the people who give up their house, they go to Haridwar, Vrindavan, here, there, they become big, big sadhu. They make big, big ashram and they live very comfortably because they have no comfort at home. So they live comfortably. But Paramarthik Tyag, or one who renounce everything, just like Sadhu Goswami of Vrindavan, they were Mandalapati, they renounce everything, they went to Vrindavan, Tektva Turunamasesa Mandalapati, Kopina Kantha Sritav, that was their schedule. Suskaroti Chanachi Bhai Bhog Parihari, that were the Goswami. Suskaroti Chanachi Bhai. They were eating only dry chapati without ghee. Now everybody is dry chapati, they don't go fat. That's a different thing. But they were eating dry chapati. Suskaroti Chanachi Bhai. Other day, we talked to Raghunadas Goswami. Was he here or Kanpur? I think Kanpur. Yeah, first time giving lecture. He, look at his Vairagya. He was only son of his uncle and father. Only son. So much wealth he has like Indra. But in Jagannath Puri, towards the end, he was eating the rice which was flowing in the gutter. He took the rice, he had to wash the rice and eat. That is called Vairagya. That is Paramarthik Vairagya. They have not given up their home for luxury, but they have given up their home for Paramartha, for understanding the Supreme Personality of God. Paramartha has two meanings. One is Jivedaya. To be compassionate towards living entities who are suffering this material world, just like Prahlad Maharaj. He said, "I don't have to worry, I am not worried. I am enjoying the pastime of your Lord, but I am thinking of these rascal fools who are enjoying this material world. I do not want to go alone."
That is paramarthik tyag. So Nityananda Prabhu had paramarthik tyag. And he went all over the holy places. All over India Nityananda Prabhu went. Everywhere. And then finally, he came to Mathura. When he came to Mathura, his birthplace, he remembered when he was Balaram. And he was in joy, he was in joy. And thus he came to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he understood the will of the Lord, that Lord wants me to come. On one fine day, he ran from there, and he came to Navadvip. He wanted to meet the Lord. But he exhibited the Vipralamba Bhav. He didn't go directly to meet the Lord Chaitanya. Rather, he chose to stay at the house of Nandanacharya. Description is given, why did he choose to stay at the home of Nandanacharya? Why he did not go and meet directly Lord Chaitanya? Was there some introduction required for him to meet Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya knew who is Nityananda, and Nityananda knew who is Lord Chaitanya. No introduction required. But there he wanted to teach a great lesson to us, that we cannot go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without having mercy of the Vaishnava. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. When we obtain the mercy of the Vaishnava, then we can obtain the mercy of the Lord. So Nandanacharya was a great Vaishnava. He is a great Mahabhagava. So one cannot have audience of the Lord without having association of devotees. So he stayed at the home of Nandanacharya. He heard Harikatha from Nandanacharya. And this way, this was one reason. Other reason, that if someone whom we love so much, you know, if that person is coming, each moment we enjoy of the person coming nearer to us. If you go alarsaran, boom, then there's no maja, usme maja nahi hai. There's no enjoyment in that. Just like we can see today, I can give many examples. Earlier, there was no telephone, no SMS, no email, no Skype. Only thing was letter. And in letter also, I forgot, there was one of postcard in India, antardeshi card, and iske baad pila cover wala, envelope, aur baad mein telegram, telegraph. So telegraph was costly, then envelope was costly, then antardeshi, and then postcard. So postcard was common, anybody can read what he written there. Right. But if postcard comes from somewhere, in one village, suppose Haradasa come to Bombay and he send postcard to his house, right? Whole villager will come, Hari, what has come? Forget Andardeshi card, forget envelope. Postcard has come, wow, chitti aaya hai. Chitti aaya hai. Whole village. Look at the love, look at the affection. But now, hundreds of mail come every day, who cares? Oh, mar gaya ki ji gaya, kaun dekhta hai? Nobody cares. The love has gone. Same a festival, When Diwali was there, Janmashtami was there, and Rath Yatra was there, you know, what a pleasure we felt. I mean, I remember still, when a small boy, 15 August and 26 January, 15 August and 26 January, Independence Day or Republic, we had to go morning time to Prabhat Feri in village. After midnight, we don't get sleep. Oh, I don't want to miss it. I don't miss it. Such a joy was there. Janmashtami there. So many preparation going on. Such a joy there. We read in Prabhupada Lilamrit about Rath Yatra for Prabhupada. His father was arranging. What a such a celebration was there. But nowadays Rath Yatra hai, Janmashtami hai. That affection is not there somehow or other. Because familiarity breeds content. So much light is there everywhere. In Diwali, what you can do much? What more light you can do than this? Even you do mall, halogen light, big light, I noticed. But villages have no electricity. They are living with this candle light, this gimmick light. On Diwali day at least, there are so many light. So it will bring some special effect of the light and joy. Same way here, if you have just gone and met Lord Chaitanya, finish. But Vipralambha Bhav, he was teaching us Vipralambha Bhav. And third, not that he had doubt on Lord Chaitanya that he is same my Lord or not, but he wanted enhance the glory of Lord Chaitanya. That my Lord knows me, that I am here. And Lord Chaitanya did same thing. Notice aagai upar jane ka. Upar jane ka nahi. Lord Chaitanya sent Haridas Thakur, Adhuta Charya and many other devotees. Please go around. One special guest has come. Please go and find out. And he gave description. Ajan lammut bujau kanka avdato. Everything. How his hand is, you know, beyond his knee. He pitambar dhari. Beautiful description of Lord Nityananda was given by Lord Chaitanya. They went to all of the every houses, every corner, they couldn't find Nityananda Prabhu. So finally they came and they said, my Lord, we went everywhere, we couldn't find. And they could see that Lord Chaitanya is very eager to meet that person. And here are the devotee whose life and soul were Lord Chaitanya. They are feeling so morose that they cannot fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. One thing, if he is saying that he has come, means he has come. And we have not found him. So they are feeling so dejected. All Lord Chaitanya, when he saw those devotee feeling so dejected, so upset. After all, he is the Lord. He didn't want to see a devotee upset. So he wanted to make them happy. He said, all right, let us go. I'll come with you all. All devotees, headed by Lord Chaitanya, they all went to look for Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya do not have to go to look different houses. He went straight away to the place where Lord Chaitanya was staying. Sorry, Lord Nityananda was staying. And there they met. So this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu first met Lord Chaitanya there, and they had a lot of discussion there. I mean, the whole two chapter is there about the discussion of what they had. So Nandanacharya was given a special blessing by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda both, especially Lord Chaitanya, for taking care of Nityananda Prabhu. So this way, the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda at the house of Nandanacharya ends here. And I will end the class also here. So if anybody has comment or question. Ishwar, anything? Any question? Kalakant Prabhu ki jai.
So Prabhuji, you are explaining that Balaram wanted to be the elder brother of Krishna and Nityananda the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya. But Krishna would not even listen to Balaram. Right? Balaram said, don't get involved in the battle, but Krishna did it anyway. So was there some additional manifestation of that indifference from Lord Nityananda? Was he more frustrated with Krishna that he was avadut?
Please tell me.
Oh yes, so Krishna would not listen to Balaram, that's the point.
Krishna is the...
Even though older brother, he's older brother.
Supreme independent. Swarat.
So Lord Chaitanya wanted to take sannyas and go to Vrindavan. And Lord Nityananda broke the danda and misled him.
Yes. Yes, that's true. But he was not that frustrated as taking Sita. That was the last stroke which broke the camel back. You know, no more. Enough. All other things are okay. Chalta hai. Chalega. That kind of thing. Any other questions? Yes, Maharaj? All right, so let's stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.